Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another great day today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I just want to give a quick shout out to all of my Coffee and the Cosmos family. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast. And the reason I call it our, you make it possibly by every time you clicking that dial or internet or link, and you're arcing with me by the Spirit, we are touching the gospel of the good news of Yeshua the Christ, going into the deeper things of God together as we share it throughout the world. What a powerful union we have. So thank you so much. Also, don't forget to hit that button and share this podcast with your friends and family around the world or around the corner. Let's just jump right on into the podcast today as Holy Spirit has been speaking. And clearly, I want to talk about something so important. Let's talk about Yeshua today. Let's talk about Jesus today. Let's talk about, you know, if you listen to my podcast, I have over 1,500 podcasts. If you listen to them, majority of them, and I mean the majority of them, I'd say 70% or more, are there to bring an awareness to who you are in the Spirit. Most of the church world that I've been in since I was a little boy brought all honor and glory to God, Yeshua, or the Holy Spirit in some format. And you'd say, well, that's right. That's what's supposed to happen. And I would sit and agree with you, of course, of course, of course. But on the other hand, it would bring only damnation and condemnation and guilt and shame to the sons and daughters of God for their not living up to the ability to be all that they're supposed to be, never making a mistake, never sinning, never being mad, never getting upset, never lusting, never gossiping, never whatever the million things are that we do and the things that we go through. And so God put it in my heart many, many years ago that that would not be the type of ministry that I would have. That my ministry would be to exhort sons and daughters to understanding that they are as unto God. You say, well, what does that mean? What it means is you came out of God as a son of God. When you were born again, born from above, reinstated into your heavenly connection with the Father, that was through the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. You were of the many brethren, meaning that Jesus said, I'm first of the many brethren. I'm first. I represent the first part of the sons of God, but all those that come out of me, because I am the head of the church, are part of the same body. Now, if you looked at Jesus and you said only his head was the Son of God and not his shoulders, his arms, his feet, his backbone, his belly, his toes, you would be mistaken, of course, and you would never say that. But what we've done in the church, at least the time I've been on the planet, I've seen it as Jesus was the head and we were the feeble body that didn't even deserve to be part of the body because we're no good wretched sinners and we have so much flesh and so much soul in us. And that's probably true for the most part. Everyone during their time, that's why the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is chaye olam, eternal life, everlasting life, meaning being reinstated into your heavenly position. Repentance, going back to the high place, is you not just saying, God, forgive me my sins. I mean, yes, you have that initial born-again experience where Jesus Christ be Lord and my Savior. The word says, if I believe in my heart and confess that Yeshua is the Lord, I am saved, right? So what I've done is I've reinstated myself back into rightful position. Now the awakening comes to my mind, my body, and my soul, my spirit, that Yeshua is Lord and he sits on the throne and he now says that he is a son of God, though he is God, that now I'm a son of God. That's male or female, that's a position, not a gender. And therefore, I can sit in the throne of God, because the words clearly says that God told Jesus to come sit on the throne. And then the next chapter, Jesus comes and tells us, hey, you have the right to come sit on the throne. If you overcome, you can come and sit on the throne. And then, of course, in the old religious days, we basically was like, well, no one overcomes. You can serve God for 20 years and all of a sudden get mad and say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. Go do the wrong thing. Some stupid idea comes in your head and you go fulfill it. And now you done messed up. So no, you can't base it on that. And I'm not saying you should do any of those things. I've just lived long enough on the planet, counseled enough people in my life to realize sooner or later, all of us do a boo-boo, whether it's a long time ago or yesterday, but not because we are not who we are in Christ Yeshua, but because in that area of our life, it was darkened of who we are in Christ Yeshua. Not that we were darkened, but our consciousness and our mind and our soul was darkened from the representation of who we are in the spirit. Anytime we come short, it's us not representing our godlike nature, our divine nature that was in us when we came here, that when you were imparted into your mama's belly. And I don't mean from your father. I'm talking about when your mama and your father made the host body and God himself hewed you out of himself in the heavenly realm and placed you into that body. And you became a living being in the earth, being able to function in the earth, though you were already a living being in heaven. But you became a living being in the earth as a full three-part being, just like your father, God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit. Now you are spirit, which is the completeness of you. You are in the natural realm, a body, which in the natural realm is the completeness with you. For without this body, you could not fully function in the earth. And you are soul, which is an emotional and spiritual connection of the spirit and the body together, functioning of the governance either of your body, your mind, your will, or your emotions, or of your spirit, your righteous, your light, your love, the glory. And that's how we live our life. Now that's going into it a lot deeper than just the basics. But the truth of the matter is that God has told me to tell you who and how great you are because you came to this earth great. I understand you were born under the law of sin and death. And out of that, you probably made many mistakes along the way. Most people have, including myself. That is why we get redeemed. We get the reconciliation of the gospel of Christ, the good news. The blood covenant redeems us. Our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. We've been reinstated to our Father. We haven't just had our sins forgiven. We have been awakened in our spirit, being that we are no longer dead. We'll never see the second death, which is the death of the spirit. We are alive. We're no longer darkened in our senses, though we have much growing and maturing to do. But on the basic part, we're no longer darkened. We understand that there's a God. We understand we have a Savior. And we understand that he created us in his image and caused us to be as him in the earth so that we can fully function as the Son of God or a daughter of God in the earth out of the will and the mind of God. But it's all through Yeshua. That's really the point of this podcast today. But I felt like I needed to do some groundwork, because anytime I talk about everything's about Yeshua, we get that upbringing that we were brought, that we must be dirty dogs, we're weak, we're feeble, we're not going to... No. I understand in Christ, you are the greatest. I understand in Christ, you are superpower. I understand in Christ, you're this, you're that, you're this. But you have to understand when God made you, he did not make you this thing that the natural man has produced. He made you out of himself. The Bible says this, that he formed you and he knew you. It also says before you were ever formed in the womb, that flesh, that soul part of you. Think about Jesus. He came down in the flesh, but he always was. He's the Son of God, always was part of the Godhead, always a spiritual being in and of God, through God, by God, representing the sonship of God, male or female, and then came and lived in a host body and took on the lower nature of man, as to say, the human nature of the body, of the flesh, dealing with those things of the flesh. But it did not take away that he is the deity of God. Now, me and you, we ain't the deity of God, but we are the divine nature of God because his divine spark is inside of us. The Bible says that Jesus lives inside of us. If that's not the divine spark of God, if that's not the Spirit of God, the Bible also says the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. The Bible also says the kingdom of God lives inside of us. So if that's not the divine spark of God, then what are we? We've been trained to judge ourselves among ourselves instead of recognizing the full completed work on the cross. The full completed work of what happened when your name was in the Lamb's Book of Life and what you did when you went into repentance. Father, forgive me. Yes, there is that natural sense of Father, forgive me my sins. Even today, if I do a boo-boo or something silly come out of my mouth or I thought something, forgive me of that. Get that out of me. Whatever. That's that natural man crying out. But that's not my spirit being. My spirit being is in the heavenly realm doing the work of the Father at all times in the heavens and in the natural realm. I will not judge myself by that being, though I will not be controlled by that portion of my life, but I will not judge myself. Why? Because that judgment's already been on the cross. The blood covenant Yeshua has already put all judgment of my natural man nature on the cross. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost, on the day of salvation, of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And it was maximized the day you said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Now, once you said, Lord Jesus, come in my heart, and you've received Yeshua as King, Christ, Savior, Redeemer, and you're born again, born from above, you've been reinstated into the heavenly realm as your senses and consciousness is open up to the living God, that you can represent and do his will and be according to what he already had for you before you ever came here. Like he said, I had a plan for you, and it was a good plan. I knew you before you were ever born or ever formed in your mama's womb. If you think about it, he says, before you were ever formed in the womb, not born. Why? Because you are already created out of God in the heavenly realm. He formed and fashioned a body for you to function in the earth. And then he gave us free will to accept the governance power of Yahweh through the burial, the death, the resurrection of Christ, which we do by the born again experience. We also have the awesome, glorious experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is that intimate relationship with the third part of the Godhead, which is of the Godhead, which is God. With the evidence and the natural of speaking in tongues and all the other gifts that comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the immersion of the Holy Spirit, that edifies my spirit, that helps build my flesh into the righteousness of God. Build yourself up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. When I pray in tongues, I pray in the Spirit, I build myself up. I'm edifying the Spirit of God in me. I'm edifying my spirit being. I must recognize my spirit being, because when God recognizes my spirit being, or Jesus would have never died. He did not come die for himself. He came and died for my spirit being. He came and died for your spirit being. And the awakening of salvation wasn't just to awaken to know that we're a dirty, rotten sinner, and without Christ, we're going to be dead and go to hell, which is, I understand the truth. But what is the opposite of that? The opposite of that is with Christ, I am reinstated into the righteousness, the fullness of the Godhead of who I am as a son or a daughter of the Most High God. I'm a living God being in the earth through Christ Jesus. I am of the brethren. He is the first of many brethren. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And in Revelations, God said, I've commanded you and made you and petitioned you as a king and a priest. Read it in the word. In Revelations 5:10, he made you kings and priests. That's everyone that's been born again, born from above. Why? You're reinstated into your original position, your original intent, the origin of what you come from. Come on, I want you to get this in your spirit today. It's all about Jesus. But if you don't know who you are, as much as Jesus you get, as much as Holy Ghost you get, as much as God you get, and you'll die and go to heaven, that will be a beautiful thing. But the fullness of who you are as a God creation, created out of God, born again by the precious blood of our King, fulfilled with the seal by the Holy Ghost, will not have the fulfill effect in the earth because you'll be governed by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, of do's and don'ts and bad and this, and did I do this right? Or did I do that right? Or did I meet up to this law? Did I do that? Instead of walking as a sonship, eating and drinking from the tree of life, eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood by the Spirit, and therefore giving you the right to eat from the tree of life and drink from the living waters and eat of the healing leaves and go into the secret koshek places of heaven and go into the secrets of God and learn the incredible mysteries of God that comes alive today, that we can become, and that God is pouring out by his Spirit. Intriguing, isn't it? It is to me. Even though I know it's just a glimpse awakening that's happened the last 40, 50 years from great men like Dr. O and Ian Clayton and so many other ones that have went before us, that's opened up so many gateways into heaven and preached so many wonders that it blows our minds. But we've yet to see the fullness of the glory arrive in each man and woman of God to awaken to the full stature of being a son of God in the earth, a mature son of God, full of the fullness of Elohim, Yeshua, Ruach Kodesh, inside of you, walking in you, through you, recognizing who you are, having all your senses awakening, no more being dull, no more being sheared, no more being darkened, that you don't recognize who you are. It's just so important. It will set you free. You already have the freedom in you. You have all of Jesus. You're not lacking any Jesus. You have all of God. You're not lacking in him. You have all the Holy Spirit. They have done their part. The rest is on our spiritual development as we develop in our eternal beings as sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we can fully function as the Word has declared. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of mind of man what God has in store for them. And I'm telling you, he's got so much in store for you right now in this earth, right now in this earth, that you would not even be crying, Lord Jesus, come back quickly. You'd be crying, oh, Lord Jesus, let them see you in me. Let me quicken their loss into righteousness. Let me heal the sick. Let me relieve them of the demonic principalities. Let me love in places that have no love. Let me forgive in places that have no forgiveness. Let me carry a load on their back. Let it be on mine that I may win them to you. For I am like my Father, Yeshua the Christ. The responsibilities of the kings and priests. Father, thank you that it's all about Jesus. No matter what I preach, no matter what I say, no matter what I teach, it's ultimately being seated inside Yeshua, filled with all of you, Jesus, obeying your word, who you are, honoring you, and governing in you, through you, by you, of the Holy Ghost, under the authority and the governance of Yahweh. Once again, this is Segima Bay. I love you so much. I listen to this podcast again. Get this in your spirit. Well, one more time. I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.